Ron DeSantis announces infrastructure project and third Buc-ee's in the Sunshine State. By Hannah Blow on April 7, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Friday announced $4 million for infrastructure improvements in Florida's Marion County as well as a third Buc-ee's in the Sunshine State. DeSantis spoke of Florida's historic growth rate and other statistics, touting the state's low state per capita tax burden, record budget surplus, and status as number one for new business formations. "We're here today because we're always looking for ways to make an impact in terms of economic growth. I have a program that is, the legislature appropriates money and the governor and kind of our administration are able to identify worthy projects to get grants," he said, identifying it as the Job Growth Grant Fund. "It can be used for infrastructure projects, but it could also be used for workforce projects." He continued before noting they received an application for a grant to build a new interchange off I-75 at Northwest 49th Street in Ocala. "One, it will actually help with traffic at the 326 and 40 interchanges, which we know. There's a lot of traffic here on 75. He said, adding that this move will also support opportunities to expand manufacturing at the Ocala-Marion County Commerce Park. It would also support visitors at the World Equestrian Center," he continued. The governor offered another tidbit: the interchange's completion will coincide with the opening of the third Buc-ee's in the state. "They started in Florida in 2021. I was with Beaver for the big one that we did in Daytona Beach to open that up. And I tell you, I mean, it's been a huge, huge hit," DeSantis said, "as two are in the state now. The immensely popular service stations are off of I-95, one in Daytona Beach and another in St. Augustine. They make so much stuff. They have those Beaver Nuggets, they have all kinds of barbecue," DeSantis said, adding that the newest facility will be an 80,000-square-foot store travel center, equipped with 120 fuel pumps and 720 parking spots. "People buzz, there's a buzz about it. Everyone gets really excited, and so I'm excited to see that this will be here. First one that we've had on I-75 in the state of Florida. And I don't know that Beaver can say this, but this is going to be bigger than, I think, the other two in Florida, and it may be as big as any Buc-ee's they've ever done." The governor added, praising it as a great project as it will provide jobs for countless individuals. "Obviously, we as consumers and travelers think about being able to have access, which is good. But I can tell you, you know, they do a good job as a company and give people opportunities. And so I'm excited about that," he added. Arch Beaver Applin, the founder and CEO of Buc-ee's, said the other two locations have been very successful and saw an opportunity for another location with this new interchange. "I just can't say enough about a pro-business state and what that does. The jobs it brings, the construction, the tax base," he said, describing Florida as special, which doesn't come by accident. "It's a big deal. We're excited about it. Very excited. We're ready to get started," he added. DeSantis later threw the famous Beaver Nugget snacks to the audience, offering a warning to the crowd. "These things are kind of addicting," he said. "So I'm just saying, beware. Watch the full press conference below."